In the name of Jesus Christ, the light of the world, amen. How is your confession? I believe in God the Father Almighty. Relate to your understanding of God's relationship to His world today. How does the doxological conclusion of the Our Father? For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Color and shape your understanding that God is in control of the lives of people in both the political and spiritual realm today. This morning's Old Testament lesson invites us to consider the implications of the theme, God is in control. As the reference to Cyrus in the Old Testament lesson indicates, the Lord uses people as his agents in the political realm. Isaiah prophesied about 200 years before the event that Cyrus would make it possible for the descendants of Jacob to return from exile and to rebuild Jerusalem in the temple. In 587 B.C., the city of Jerusalem and the temple of the Lord that had been built there were destroyed, as you know, under Nebuchadnezzar II and his army. In 539 B.C., the Lord indeed enabled Cyrus to conquer the Babylonians. Subsequently, Cyrus issued a decree that permitted people to return to Judah and Jerusalem. God was indeed in control of the political realm, the political situation in that day. The prophet Isaiah himself was an agent of God in the spiritual realm. The words of the prophet served and still serve several functions. The message, God is in control, is intended to remind all who hear of their accountability before the eternal and almighty God who created heaven and earth. The words point to God's might and power. The recognition that God is in control is intended to bring terror to the heart of the unbeliever. The recognition that God is in control is intended to be a source of comfort and assurance to the person who has experienced the love and mercy of the God of promise and fulfillment. In more recent history, as Pastor Wong indicated a few moments ago, the British were God's political agents in the establishment of the Crown Colony of Hong Kong. Hong Kong has provided a small door or gate between the West and mainland China. An exchange of goods and ideas has taken place through Hong Kong. Also, as Pastor Wong indicated, Hong Kong has become a place of refuge for people from various parts of the Orient. An intensification of missionary work by the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod began there in Hong Kong in 1949. Missionaries in the United States and native personnel have been God's spiritual agents in the proclamation of the gospel and the teaching of the full counsel of God. As was indicated, God may have in mind that someday the Lutheran Christian refugees will return to the places from which they have come, and there call people to accountability before God, and there share the good news of Christ's death and resurrection for all people. God will assure us also this day through the words of Isaiah that he is in control of events and situations in our world. He still uses people in the political realm as agents for the punishment of evildoers and at times for the chastening of believers. The Lord has shown us, as his believers, his power in his own Son's crushing of Satan and sin. He has shown us his power in that the Holy Spirit, through water in the Word, has made us spiritually alive who are dead in trespasses and sin. This same Lord has promised to provide us with every necessary temporal and material blessing and to provide protection for us until the moment he extends his upward call to us. In the political realm, people serve as God's agents, whether they know it or not. In the spiritual realm, in the extension of his kingdom of grace, God would have us, his people, serve as his willing agents.